So the last few weeks we've been learning about Beis Hamikdash. We said we'd start this week Perek Tes. It's called Shira V'Zimra. Interesting, he'll take us on a little journey with Shira V'Zimra. We learn a little bit of Sharim B'Tvila. He has a sefer that's mamash essential called Sharim B'Tvila. It's been translated into English. It's called Gates of Prayer. Sharim B'Tvila is a little thin, like Shabbos Malchus. Gates of Prayer is a big, thick. So if I don't know exactly, I was involved a little bit in the early days of trying to get it translated. But anyway, we'll see very interesting insights here into what Shira, what Zimra, and what that has to do with Shabbos Kodesh and Tfila generally. So it's Perek Tes, it's on Kuf Chaf Aleph. Wow, we've already done 120 pages. Who would have thought 3 years ago? Yeah, okay. The Shabbos Kodesh, Minag Yisrael, Tet Chashivas Miucheres L'Shira U'L'Zimra. And Shabbos Kodesh, Klal Yisrael gives a special significance to what's called Shira V'Zimra. V'kula Sudois Noigim Yisrael B'Zmira Shabbos. We sing Zmira Shabbos at the Sudos. V'chein B'Tfila B'Psuka D'Zimra. Esh Toisefe Zmirois. P'Psuka D'Zimra has added Zmirois. V'adova Mudbash V'Yosef B'Kabbalah Shabbos. We see the way we bring in Shabbos. Shekol Eisei Kabbalah Shabbos Hu Zmirois. Yesh matchilim b'shira shirim. Some people even start before they start b'shira shirim, which is shira. Va'agach b'pirkei tehillim or iskin b'miuchad b'shira or b'zimra. L'chu neronano shira la'ashem, mizmo shira la'ashem. Va'achachach pizmoin l'chadodi, v'mizmo shira yom ha'shabbos. V'oifen shemei Yisrael hu sheshabbos kodesh nichneses b'toich shira v'zimra. Shabbos comes in b'toich shira v'zimra. In order to understand a little bit this, according to our level, Ktzati says, "Na'atik mashe kasavnu bekuntras sharim betfila." He never called these svarim svarim; he called them kuntrasim, little pamphlets. Shabbos Malchosa, what we're learning now, it's not a sefer; it's pamphlets, so just like a few little notes on the side. So, in the kuntras that he wrote, moedik a sefer there. I think it was Michal Yudah that said if he could, he would mechayev everybody to keep a copy in his talis bag of that sefer. That's a loshen that I think it was Michal Yudah said such a thing. Anyway, shekosnu b'sharim b'tfila b'perik rina. Sharim b'tfila goes through the lashonis of tfila. So eschanon there, the Rashi and the Sifta Omer brings there the esel lashonis of tfila. There's trina, rina, tfila. Zimra, they're all different lashonos of tefillah. So there in the chapter dealing with Rina, Bevil Klali is Indian Shira v'Zimra. They discusses Klali generally what is this thing called Shira and Zimra. And then we'll come back to Shabbos. B'Shira LaKodesh Baruch Hu Yesh Shnei Ofanim. In what's called Shira to Hashem, when we sing, we'll see sing's not the correct translation of Shira, but when we sing Shira to Hashem, there's two ways. There's called Shira and Zimra. What's the difference between Shira and Zimra? Inyan Shira hu lebate shvocha kodesh baruch hu al yedei sipu dvorim. Shira is to express praise of Hashem via sipu dvorim, by explaining the matters, by talking over, by sipu dvorim. Gon Shira Sayam, Vishira's Devoira, Vachana. Shira Sayam, you're saying over what happened. You're talking, you're saying Shrach Hashem by telling the story of what happened. Same as in Dvora and Chana. Inyan Hazimrahu, Hanigun, Vachochmas Hamusika, Shio Levim Bokimbo. Zimra is this song, Nigun, tune, music that the Levim were experts in. Don't look at me. I'm a Levi, well, that's not one of my strengths. Ukamur bekadmoinim ubakabonis payas hashulchan b'shema grosh yesh b'ze chokhma muflegas v'im megodol. The Goyin says on this subject, this thing of Zimra, that there's chokhma muflegas v'im megodol. It means there's, however you want to translate chokhma muflegas, there's unbelievable wisdom, yeah, and it's very, very deep. O Amiras Halal, She'enu Mitprat Hanisim, She'aleim Oyma Halal Achshav. Hello, we don't explain, we don't go through the details explaining the Nisim that we're celebrating now. El Tzaka Klali Shel Halal V'Hoida L'Hashem. It's a general Tzaka, he uses the Loshon It's a general shouting of praise and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not mefaret what the Nes was now. Now we're just saying a general shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elias Daiti, according to me, says the Mechaber, Shema Shenelchilu Chazal, im Ika Shira Bepeh, or Ika Shira Bekli, there's a machlekes in Chazal, whether the Ika Shira is your mouth, the expression of what we call song, or whether it's bekli, whether it's using one of the kalim musical instruments. Hainum ikar shira haim hamilim shel psuka ha-toira v'hatihilim, is the ikar of shira, the words in the psukim of the Torah and the tehillim that we say, is that tura, is halavim, sorry, that the levim said, the shira of Beis HaMikdash, what's the Ika of music? That's a big discussion today. You listen to this music that the kids are listening to and you tell them this is not music, but they say, but the words are beautiful. You're trying to explain to them, Kenaval, Zelo Aika. The words you can that's not the point. Sometimes the music is lovely, but the words are disgusting. Sometimes the music's disgusting, the words are lovely. Well, Zelo music. So yeah, we say the machleik is in Chazal already. What's the ikka? The words or the nigun? The words or the nigun? That the Levim sung in the Beis HaMikdash with key musica, what's the ikka? Obviously, you have to have both. But what's the ikka? As I say, the inyan anigun hu, kashya adam bole bate rikshi hoido v'simcha, the inyan of nigun is that when a person comes to express emotions of praise and simcha, he's feeling emotions of praise and simcha. He wants to express them. He's so emotionally, he's so caught up in the simcha, in the feelings that he wants to try and express, that he can't express them anymore. He can't use the words. He can't bring them into words. As mitparetz benigun v'shahu bli milim. Then he sings without words. Zu unyan hazimra. That's zmira. Bito shel simcha v'hoido amuka shein koyach b'milim elal bishwe. Moedika definition. That's the expression of simcha and hoido, deep simcha and hoido, where you have no ways of putting that into words. You can't clothe that in words. If you look in one of Tetz, I think it's in Living Inspired, he discusses silence there. The other places as well, but the way to grasp this is within the Holocaust, many Holocaust survivors couldn't talk about what happened. The many reasons they couldn't was too much, but one of the pshatim is why they couldn't talk about it, because it's just too big. It's too big. There's a positive and a negative, we'll see now. What helped them to be able to deal with it was to talk about it. In other words, Kolzman, I'm not talking about it. Those feelings are infinite. There's no way to put them into words. But if you can shrink them down into words, they become finite, and then you can deal with them. Kolzman, they stay in the world of no words. It's infinite. There's nothing you can do with it. And those people couldn't cope. The ones that were able to write it, talk it, put it into words, were able to get over it much quicker, much easier. Because it had made it finite, they were able to grasp it. The negative that is sometimes when a person knows something's in Torah, the minute you talk about it, you've lost it. The minute he kept it in, as long as he kept it inside, he had it inside of himself, was connected to the infinite world of Torah. The minute you try and put it into words, when you haven't internalized it properly, it gets lost. That's what it says. You shouldn't talk about things until you've internalized it and become part of you. Then you can start shrinking it down and putting it into words, and you can never megala everything. If you're able to magala everything who you are, well, then you didn't have very much to start with. As the Rizal says, for every tefach that he revealed, he hid alpaim amma. So the simple pshat is he gave you a little taste of Kabbalah. You know, he taught you a few things, but the rest he hid away. I don't think that's pshat. I think pshat is for the one tefach he was able to reveal, he needed alpaim amma inside of himself that was unrevealable. It means he couldn't. Had he revealed more, that would have been lost. I think that's the pshat. So that's what's going on here. Zimra is the ability we have to express deep, infinite feelings. Words don't work, but we have a way of expressing it in a different way. That's called Zimra. Ulachain matzanu pamim shira kodemes lezimra. Therefore, we find often that shira comes before zimra. Kagon shir mizmo livnei koirach. We say shir mizmo. What's shir mizmo? Upamim, and sometimes we see mizmo shir. Sometimes we have mizmor and then shir. What's going on here? Shepamim matchil b'shira loimes harigshi liboy bohodol Hashem. Sometimes we start. We start saying the shira. Expressing our emotions and our feeling of hodol to Hashem. Ukesham mitrakez umitatzem b'shira mitgavrim harugishut odvod. As you start saying shira and you start thanking Hashem and praising Hashem, expressing it, the feelings get bigger and bigger. You start feeling more and more of the emotions. You get to a point where you can't carry on. You just don't have any more words to say anymore. And then you poretz into zimra. That's sheer mizmor. I start off by saying the words, by expressing my feelings, but the feelings get so big from that expression that I can't express them anymore. There's no more words now. So then I platz into zimra. Then I burst into zimra. How does the opposite work? Sometimes a person has something happens and has enormous yisoyrus. He can't express it. It's happened. It's too big. Anyone was Baruch Chaim's Levaya knows you couldn't talk about it. People that were able to talk straight away, I'm not talking about a few days later, but anyone who could get on the bus and start talking about the Levaya wasn't at the Levaya. I don't know how you could talk after that. There weren't words. There was nothing to say. It was just so you have an event, something happens, and you can't talk about it. There's no words for it. So you put it into Zimra. I'm not talking about a Levaya. I was using that as just an example. I'm not saying that you should start seeing after that. That's not the point. The point is you can't express it. So someone wants to express praise and Hoidata Kodesh Baruch Hu, so he can't. So he parates into Zimra. Afterwards, lat, he starts calming down. He starts getting, starts putting it into place. Then he has the words to be able to express it, and then he can say shira. So that's mizmo shir. You have shir mizmo. You start expressing the praise, but then the emotions take over, and you just can't anymore. Then you get to zimra, and sometimes you start with the zimra. Mizmoshir, and then later you're able to express it in words. That's the idea behind these two dynamics. Unbelievable. Ma'od mod amok, but if you play with this a little bit, you see they're all true. Sometimes you want to share something, you have a problem. Sometimes just be a problem. You have a problem and you need help and you want to talk to somebody to try and get help, and you realize you just, I can't even begin to explain to you what I'm feeling, what I'm going through. Then we have those moments, yeah? Sometimes, that you'll start talking about something and telling something, and then it's gone. You'll lose the feelings. The feelings go away. And then you're able to. Anyway. We know that the letters, the Torah, have three parts to them. The three parts of Sefer Torah, they're three things. They're the words themselves with the little crowns. Then there's the nekudot, the vowelization. And then there's the tamim, what we call trop. Ha'oisis atzman hem gilu hadivrei Torah shelifneinu begilu gomu. The words are a complete revelation of the words of the Torah that are in front of us. Hanukudot hem chius ha'oisis. The kudot are the chius, the life force behind the words. Sheledeinu kudos yesh le'oisis muvan v'pirush. That means the letters without nukudot don't have any meaning. They're just A, B, C, D, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. The oisos give them meaning. You change the otiot, you get a whole new word. I mean, the nukudot. The nukudot give the words explanation. They become understandable, these letters. You put these letters together without vowels. Try and speak English without vowels. A little not so poshut, yeah? They're just letters, but what do you do with them? What gives the words meaning, life, is the nukudot. The tamim are the hidden aspects and the reasons behind the Torah. Now that's not so moving to us. The letters and the nekudot we're familiar with, we're comfortable with, we understand what he's saying. What does this mean? The timing or the timing of Torah, the prop is the time of Torah, the hidden parts of the Torah. We, unless you're about Koira, you really studied this, we don't really understand too much, you know, what's behind the trop. So let's try and understand a little bit. You know, yesh kama pirushim lemila tam. The word tam, taf ayin mem, has a couple of meanings. Omeloshen siva bebiur. It can either mean a reason, a siva, a reason, a cause, tam. What's the reason for this? What's the explanation of this? What's the tam? Tam means explanation. It means reason. What's behind this? Omeloshen nigun. Or it can mean loshen nigun. The timing, when you're laying using the timing, it's loshen nigun. Ome loshen ma sheha ma shechich toim hamaychel. Or there's something to do with the taste of food. So there's three things. It means a reason or a explanation, the reason behind something, the cause of something, or it's loshen nigun, as we see in the trop, it's called tamim, or taste. So let's see what these three things have to do with each other. They're all one thing. Person sees a piece of cake. He sees something that's edible, like a piece of cake. Does he know what's going on inside the cake? He sees a piece of cake, chocolate cake. You know, it's very nice. He sees a piece of cake. We don't understand. Makoresha. He doesn't know how to taste. He doesn't know the taste. Is it sweet? Is it bitter? Maybe they put salt instead of sugar. You don't know. It looks lovely. Well, you don't know what the time is. When he tastes it, yodeya hu mikoya hatam, kama kemach yeshbo, kama sukkah, kama tavlinim. Then he starts understanding the cake better. He knows how much flour there was. If they put in too much flour, you'll know straight away. They put in too much sugar, not enough sugar. He starts understanding all the taste, the spices, all the things that got put in there when he tastes it. Shetam megales apnimias. But tamtzis adova. Tam reveals the innerness of something. Your rear shows you the outside. You see the chitzoni. You see a piece of cake. You taste it, you understand the pnimius of the cake. Kain tam et Torah. So that's the timing of the Torah. Munochim ben ikas soidus at Torah. In the tamim lurks the secrets of the Torah. Vegam lahashkochoseinu, lasogoseinu, sorry, according to our level, our ability to understand, because we don't understand the secrets of the Torah. We're not in the premium of the Torah, but I'll show you one or two examples as Moedik. Moirim hatamim heichen lahafsik veheichen lahadgish esamilim shebepsukim. The time will tell you where the sentence finishes and ends. You know, if you put the full stop in the wrong place, the period in the wrong place, the sentence could lose all its meaning. The timing teaches you, shows you how to make sense, how to structure the words. It's not telling what the word means itself. What do the words mean? Where they're aiming? What are they trying to teach you, these words? That's what tamim, something to do with nigun. Makesh nigun then. Just punctuate it with using punctuations. Why does it have to be a nigun? Shanigun hu hagoshes ha'oimek shal pnimes kol sugya. The nigun represents the inner feelings, the deep emotions that a person feels in the depths of the sugya. Okay. So one example, I can't remember all the details now, but it says by Esther, when Esther went to Chashverosh, so the time of the words that it uses there is munach. There's a time called munach. I know nothing about this. There's another time when it talks about the other woman that came, that went to Ahasuerus, is used a time that indicates that they ran. Any of you about Kairos, any of you know a little bit about Kriya? One of the time it indicates running. You say it fast, it runs. So the Goyen points out, you see, that's what it's telling you. When they went, they wanted willingly, they wanted to go to Ahasuerus. Esther didn't want to go. So the time tells you she didn't want to go because it's munach. It's the time is munach. The time when they went, it means the words, I'll tell you, the words that she went and they went. the other woman that came to be tested by Ahasuerus or whatever, they went, and Esther went. So the words tell you they both went. So what do you know? You don't see any difference. The Talmud tells you they ran, they went on, they wanted to go. Esther didn't want to go. Where do you see that in the words? You don't, you see it in the Talmud. This is one small example that I saw. There's a couple of others that he brings down. I saw once in a Pesach Kron Sefer. He brings a few examples. That's the one that I remembered. Anyway, just an example. The words tell you, yeah, they went and they went. Yeah, but it's a completely different going. Where do you see that? That's in the Talmud. Shows you what's hiding behind the story. We know. All very well. We said that there's Shir Mizmo and there's Mizmo Shir. Which one's easier to understand? Shir Mizmo. You start expressing yourself and then you get very emotional and you can't anymore. Shemachil b'shir mikoch his amkusoi oidvoid nichnas leprimius. You start outside and you go deeper and deeper and you get more and more into the primius. We understand it. That's normal. Then you get to this awesome level of Zimra, but you have to start outside first. You have to have the words, and then you can see the nigun. You can't have a nigun without words. Tamim. You first have the words, and then you have the tamim. That's Shir Mizmo. Avomadik Siv Mizmo Shir. But the other one, which we explain, Mizmo Shir, Mitchila Zimra Vacherach Shira Ma Revuseya. Well, what are you adding? He starts with Zimra. That's the highest level. Well, why are you coming down to Shira afterwards? All right, Malin B'Kodesh V'ein Maridin. We go up in Kodesh. You're already in Pnim. You're already in this world of Dveikas through Zimra. What do you have to bring it down into words for? Aval B'Emes in Achinami. Shevade Yesh Maile Yimucheres B'Inyan HaMizmo. For sure, there's definitely a very big Inyan that's unique to Mizmo. That comes about through enormous feeling, emotion, and spilus and awesome awakenings inside. There's a lack here, and it can even be a sakana. Most of our emotions, we know that, have a hard time translating themselves into Maisa. People, there's a whole religion today that call themselves Judaism that are based purely on emotion, based on a mistranslation of the words, Rachmana Liba Boy, Hashem wants your heart. So cut off the head and just feel. Emotions becomes one big emotional blobble. So that's not true. the law is sure to emotions. Rachmana Liba Boy, he wants your mind. Chayvus halavavos. That's not heart stuff. You're trying to have betochen in your emotions. It's got to come from the mind into the emotions for sure. Of course, the seichel has to rule over the emotions, but it doesn't start with the emotions. It's got to start with the seichel. So there's a danger here. Because you can't translate those emotions you have into any kind of maisa. They stay dvorim shebelev, and they have no expression in the world. They have no maisa. All that's left to a person is momentary feelings. Sometimes he's up, sometimes he's down. He walks around feeling. He feels. He feels this, he feels that, he feels. Well, it never has proper expression in a voida. Rakim acha zimra tavoa shira, she is boinen vidvorim, vitargem boisam lemilim. Only when a person's taken these feelings and he spent time on them and he's meditated on them and then he brings them down into words, as hahasoga nitfesed yoseba pratim. Then he can start grasping what's happened to him in pratim and he can start using it. Then he can take it and bring it down into practice. His davening will look different. His avoider look different. His ben mamlo chaveros will look different. It's not just his feeling. His feelings now have hagdora. He can deal with them and he can use them lamaisa. The zimra which leads to shira, that's the kinyan. The kinyan is the shira. Like we said about the Arizal, you have to be careful. How much, where, what? But it has to have some expression in Maisa. It can't just be wild emotion. I don't know if he's going to deal with it, but that's what dance is, no? I was just thinking now. I never thought about it before. It just, when a person has the zimra, when he has deep, deep emotions that he can't express through words, he can sometimes express it through rikud. But I don't know. I've heard anyone say that. I don't know enough about the subject. But I can, yeah, that's some of that aspect. The dance is another way of wordlessly expressing the inner emotion to have some lamaisa. The person goes to a chasana. And he saw a samach and he wants to share that simcha. And he goes and never shmooze to the chosim. Go tell the chosim, you know, nice stories. The words aren't what's needed now. So what does he do? Keitzad meraktim lifnei akala. But it's got to be from the emotions gives birth to this rikud. I think maybe, all right, that's my own little kushur to the shir. Just put it aside for further study. Where does rikud fit into this expression of our emotions? Okay. Because that's also connected to nigun, dancing with nigun, the yesh mashusham. Okay. Yeah, you got koyach for a little bit more. Yeah, the different ways of thinking. Okay, but derech klal hislavus ha'tzuma bo mi'asogas haklalim. When a person grasps details, principles, where does the ikah hislavus, the ikah arousal, come from? Is when a person grasps principles. Wavoidas ha'boyre tati. The Ramchal in the Hagdama to Derech Hashem discusses this. There's klalim and pratim. In Judaism, always, there's the klal and the prat. Anybody who's ever learned Torah knows this is a basic, you're sort of all our Torah. You have to stand the klalim, and then the klalim have pratim. And you have to understand the klalim and the pratim. You have to have a filing cabinet where you have a drawer that's aleph, and then all the alephs go in. The klal is aleph, and the pratim is everything that starts with aleph. When you're learning a sugya, there's the klal and there's the prat. You're learning hilchus rotzeach now. Oh, but then rotzeach, yesh pratim harva. But it's all just rotzeach. So you have to understand the klalim. Then you can apply the klalim and understand the pratim. Hinei nichnas adam lebeit ha-kneses, voyim Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad b'kavon atzuma. Because he goes into shul and he says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad with unbelievable kavona. B'bat achad, Himlich is a Kodesh Baruch Hu al Shivas Harakim. He coronates Hashem in the Shiva Rakim. Haaretz v'Abaruch es Hashemayim Elokei Ramat Tzarich Ma'at Eloyesim is there. What does he need more than that? After you said Shema, what more is there to say? What more could you do? You've just been Mamlich Hashem in the Shiva Rakias. Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad. You take off your tefillin and go home. What do you need the 248 words for now? You say Shema Yisrael Shema Elokeinu, is that kol? No, now you start mefaretting 248 words to mefaret. And Rakva kibbal alatz ma'alchus shemaim shleim b'mesiris nefesh she'ein oid mulvadai. You're the highest level you can get. You said Shema properly. That's it. Einod milvado in mesiris nefesh. I'm there. You can't go anywhere else. Vim kain gemar v'asig hakol. Mayesh lo yisifoid. What do you have to? What are you speaking for? Shush. V'kain kishoim et koine hakol b'shmonesre. We say koine hakol. No, that includes everything. There's nothing more to say. Hare kvahi kisha kol men kolosh bochu. Now you know everything's from Hashem. As lama tzerich l'shuv l'prat das tshuva geula refuah panosa v'shar brachos. You've said it all. What do you have to be mefaratet for? Okay, Metz Hashem will answer that question next week. It's the same as once you've got Yaakov, what do you need Shemeshe Shvatim for? Shivim Nefesh, Shishme Ribu. You have Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Eishlach HaKol. There's nothing else going to come out. But what do you need all this other? What do you need the Pratim for? You have the Klal, Ma'atzrichat HaPrat for. You'll see that happens everywhere. That this question comes up in everything. And yet we'll see that without the Pratim, you actually have nothing. Okay. So next, we already banned his money, but we'll carry on. I mean, we'll see you this week and we'll decide what we're going to do next week. Korot 10:10, we'll see Metz Hashem by what we're going to do next week. Okay.
Okay. Good Shabbos.
Take good care. All the best.
Okay. Thank you.